As the boat anchors along Domino Park, a large Brook Lane sign hangs from an old factory, welcoming you back into the settlement. As you arrive, the sun starts to set, helping shadows sweep across New York City. The Brook Lane sign lights up, and throughout Brook Lane, you see the land spark to life. Night markets open, parties begin in earnest, and the shadows cloak people who want to remain unseen. As electricity gives comfort to the wasteland, and more electricity is needed, lights flicker and strain under the weight of all these people in need. In the distance, you all see the Brook Lane Hospital, where Morgana can normally be found. As it lights up, some of the lights in the market dim. Some lights at parties go out. And a news broadcast begins. Salutations, Wastelanders! Billy Vinny here, back with another broadcast. A group of Brook Lane citizens are teaming up with the Manhattan Knights to try and find raiders that attacked the settlement. Word is they're gathering near Prospect Park, the last location that the raiders were seen. The rad storm that started in the Great Midwest is still heading this way, so start expecting rain and a little higher radiation than normal in the air. A group of the ladies of the lake have been seen in the subway tunnels and have reportedly found a vault. Bedivere reports that although it's still too dangerous to venture far into the tunnels, things are looking up. Well, that's all from me, folks. But don't worry, I won't leave you high and dry. Here's a song to pass the time. This is Old Yazoo by the Boswell Sisters. As the broadcast fades into the distance, you feel a light splatter of rain. You are all here, looking toward Brook Lane. Plan in mind. What is it you'd like to do?
I think I'll look to Crash. I am not as familiar, I don't think, with Brook Lane. Is that where the church is, or is it more in Manhattan?
Your church is in Manhattan. You may have come to Brook Lane. They have like a small shrine in Brook Lane,
but it's not my stomping ground, as it were.
No.
So I'll look to old pants and say, you know where they are?
Morgana? Or the raiders, because I don't know where the raiders are.
Oh.
Sorry, the broadcast was distracting me. One of my favorite songs. Before the bombs dropped, I didn't listen to much music. Didn't listen to any music, actually. A lot of firm no music in the unions I was a part of. Couldn't tell you why. They said it raised the spirits too high. Yeah, Morgana's going to be in the hospital, and I want to put a bullet between her eyes.
Okay, where's that?
I only know how to get there from my bus, but, I guess we can huff it. You guys all up to hunting Frankenstein?
Bix kind of, like, shakes out a leg that still looks a little fucked up, but is like, yeah.
Philomena! And Mrs. Trimbley, completely oblivious to the question at hand, takes one of her aprons off, revealing another different polka-dotted apron below, and gently puts it over Philomena's head. You'll catch a death.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Trimbley. This is actually quite flattering.
Don't get too wet and, you know, stay undercover.
Is this more for the rain or for the impending blood that I'm sure to encounter?
What? No, I would never let anything bad happen to you like that. Don't be silly. We're just going on a nice little road trip and we're going to talk to some new people. That's all right.
No, no, no.
It's just raining cats and dogs out here.
Nothing to worry about, Mrs. Trimbley. Not my blood. Right? Mr. Pants? Mr. Cooper? Not my blood. Right? Mm-mm.
I don't anticipate any of us to bleed. Depends on, how well I shoot her in between the eyes.
Well, Mrs. Trimbley, I think that because we have you on our side, even if we do get a little scratched or banged up, we'll be okay. I mean, Bix, even your leg, I'm pretty sure Mrs. Trimbley can probably administer some kind of medicine to that when we get where we're going.
Oh, Bix, darling, are you hurt?
A little.
Well, let me take a look at it. We're not in any sort of rush. We don't have to kill anyone right this minute.
I think it got swiped by a death claw, right? I got some healing for it, so it's not as bad as it was. But yeah, it's a little weepy, I guess you could say.
Ew. Well, yeah. Mrs. Trimbley does have a fair bit of medicine. Could I take a look at it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can hold Robin for you while you take a look if you need me to.
Oh, well, just as long as you make sure he doesn't go scampering off. He has so many friends and he's just always so busy.
Of course. Philly opens up the pocket in the front of the apron. Good boy.
This weird bird jumps into the pouch.
Oh, you're so cute.
Mrs. Trimbley, if you want to do a medicine...
I sure would. Here's the thing. With my much medicine skill, somehow I rolled zero successes with zero complications, but zero successes. Two successes.
I do got a weird irradiated body.
I think you have a weird irradiated body, and I also think light splatterings of radiation in the rain, it's kind of messing with your vision a little, especially with a, you know, inorganic eye stalk. So you can't quite... From you, it looks a bit like a graze. It doesn't look too bad.
No, well, you're fine, dear. You'll just walk it off. You'll be all right.
Okay.
I lean down and pick up a handful of dirt. Some dirt in it. Dirt holds radiation better than anything, and if it heals you...
You underestimate how much Bix trusts those around her. Yeah, Vix puts dirt in it.
All right.
It hurts, which I've been told is good.
You're right up there.
Huh?
I feel like that hospital needs something done to it. But I am not the one to do it. I have a lady to kill.
Oh, like I should kill the hospital?
No. That little lab they made you in, just, feel like there's a lot more Frankensteins in New York than I like.
Oh, they didn't... What?
I know they didn't make... I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about, the old noggin. It's okay.
Okay.
No judgment here. No judgment here.
She does not get what you're saying, but nods, confused.
Now, I know you said before, Mrs. Trimbley, that you wanted us to have a good talking to with Morgana.
Well, yes, we have to just explain to her that, you know, we all need to be able to live here, and there are young, impressionable children, and... groups from all different places, and she just can't just do whatever she wants. We just need to talk to her, set her straight, put her right in line, and then we'll be home in time for dinner.
All right, we'll see if that works, I guess.
What's Philly up to whilst Crash and Bix have this?
Philly held on to Robin until Mrs. Trimbley was kind of satisfied with the lack of care And then I think handed him back and then is sort of just looking at everybody, kind of expectantly waiting for someone to give her a directive. She's never been to this new place. Like, all of this is kind of fresh. So I think she's very wide-eyed. And I think anyone looking closely at her would see, while she still has this very kind of curious and excitable affectation to her, in the back of her eyes, there is something that looks maybe a bit darker, a bit sadder. It's clear that the loss of innocence has started to weigh on her a little bit. And she's afraid, but also excited in a less innocent and naive way, and more kind of hungry for something new.
Are we starting our walk towards the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
If everyone's ready.
Can I pull up beside Philly as we are walking towards the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like lockstep and stride, which, you know, with size difference, pretty impressive to be able to keep slow. But says, you know, I got really scared the first time I killed someone, and then the rest of the time it was fine.
You don't strike me as the type to ever be scared.
Well, yeah. I was a kid. Big kid. That's scary.
Yeah, I imagine if you're new to the world, it's even scarier. And I'm not a kid, per se, but that's kind of how I've been feeling. Everyone else has so much more experience than I do, and I'm excited to try new things and to experience new things, but I'm also, how do I say this? What happens if it changes you? Like, when I go home, I might not be the same, you know?
You want to go home?
I feel like I could do with some comfort, but how comfortable will it be if I'm not the same me as when I left? I feel like they're expecting someone with wide eyes, and mine are still wide. I'm very, very enamored by this world, but also there's a lot of danger, and there's a lot of terrifying things in this world, and there's a lot of, death, and that's not really something that's normal in my vault, you know? So... Are you different than you were?
Yeah. I don't know where home was for me. It's just the children. But, I think if I had one, I would be scared of that, too. Maybe you just tell it. You know, when you talk, you make things seem nice. And she, like, turns a little red at that, but I think even if you're changed, you'll still tell it in a way that people will like.
Oh, you think I make things nice?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I don't think anyone's ever said that to me before. I'm really proud of that, and the fact that somebody with so much experience and someone so tough like you, that you see that in me, that's... Maybe I don't have to be the same.
good, good. Yeah, don't be scared. Or you can be, but we're gonna kill someone, so then it'll be done. So,
She looks around and sees the others kind of minding their business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it? When you kill, is it fun?
Oh. We are supposed to see it as glory to our mission.
Glory is fun. I've read about the, you know, knights that go out on epic quests, and they bring home peace to their home and their realm and their kingdom, and you know, maybe that's what it'll be like.
Yeah. And I like doing things that I'm good at. And I'm good at this. So.
Okay.
I'm not good at a lot.
Well, you're a real good friend.
I think I have to go talk to Pants.
Sure, yeah, of course. The two experts probably should talk before we enter this very terrifying and exciting experience. So, thanks again.
Yep. She squeezes your hand very briefly and then pulls away.
Amazing.
Bix, as you walk up and you go to Crash, Crash, all of you are getting fairly close to the hospital. There's still a little walk left. But you hear a large group of people yelling at each other. And as you pass down one street, you see a makeshift barricade of wood and steel and barbed wire. You see these two people on radstags dressed in the king's garb, and a group of Brook Lane settlers who are yelling at them to let them past. And you see the kings yell back, "You're passing into king's territory. You shall not go no further. Please, if you wish to go through, go down the side route." And then a lot of the Brook Lane residents, "This is our street! This is our street, you
This
isn't
king's territory! This is Brook Lane!"
So you remember about, remember that thing I said earlier to the nice lady in the lake about not hating the kings, the knights too much? Really wish people would stay on my good side. I liked when I didn't care about them much. You guys think...
I think quite a lot. Think all day. Yeah. Most of the night.
Yeah. I had a feeling you'd say that, Mrs. Trimbley. Can always trust you. I just start veering slowly towards the crowd.
Yeah. I'll also walk. I know the kings. We're kind of friends.
You know the kings pretty well.
Yeah.
I know some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I've crossed paths because I came in around when they did.
They're very busybody, and I don't care for them, but we've never gotten into a spat.
Yeah, I'm not big on the whole borders thing. I think once everything turned to dust, kind of got rid of those lines. I'm not big on you got to stay where you are. It's fine if the knights are in Brook Lane, but that street's one on my bus route. And if I have to do a checkpoint every time I pass it, It'll slow down my route.
Oh, well, that's unacceptable.
I'd have to agree.
Some of us have to get seeds on time.
Because what happens if that little birdie goes hungry?
Exactly! And he's on quite the schedule these days.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
You hear above the crowd. I'm here for the quest. I'm here for the quest. Let me in. I want to speak to Lancelot. The two kings look at each other. Okay, very good. Come through. Another kingsman comes out from the barricade and then like very like politely brings that one person who said they were in for the quest through. The yelling continues.
Quest, you say? Do we want to go through this way, or are you saying we should get rid?
I'm not going to lie.
I'd get in trouble if I...
Yeah, I feel like we go to deal with the problems we know how to deal with. I feel like Morgana's a pretty simple problem. I feel like a barricade, okay. Drawn boundaries and lines. It's a little frustrating. Not going to let it stand for long, but what do you guys think? Should we pop in, take a look, see what this quest is all about before we go pay the piper?
Well, there's quite the queue here. Do we want to find another way in? I'm sure there's one.
I like your thing. Are you implying we sneak into Knight's territory, Mrs. Trimley?
Well, I'm just saying. I don't really think that they have the authority to have such a lengthy queue just to get into a municipal building.
I agree. So your reasoning is that long lines are not conducive for a productive lifestyle?
Long lines are just a drain on society. I mean, everything's destroyed anyway. We might as well all just sort of walk through.
I'm seeing some positive changes in you, Mrs. Trimley. I'm starting to like the way you think.
Young Mr. Robin, would you mind helping out terribly? I think that there's some fresh seed in there. Was there a nice little way to get in?
And I kind of let little Robin out on the ground, who sort of runs across the barricade and is just light enough to sort of like traverse over...
Are you scouting with Robin?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay, great. Awesome. I'm going to have Robin do a roll then.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, Robin do a freaking little... So what's the goal of Robin? Robin's just looking
just
around?
Just to find like a weak point in the barricade. Like a spot that is...
To sneak in through?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's just do it. Let's do a full-on sneak. I think that sneak does make sense. Do I have consent to use an action point?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, that's one action point. So I'm rolling three dice.
Okay.
Little Robin goes in. You hear a couple of like... And then another bird skitters out. Or walks all the way up to you.
Oh, young Master Robin, you are supposed to... find the way in and show us. Silly goose. Hasn't quite figured that out yet. But you know what? I'm sure you got your fill. Well, you know what? That's dinner, young man. And she'll scoop him up and wrap him up in the apron. Very different pigeon.
So vastly different. This is an... I was going to say this is an albatross to go as wild as possible. We'll do something smaller. This is a corvid.
Oh, okay.
It's like a crow.
Okay. Crow right into the pouch. Well, that's dinner, young man.
All right. Well, you know, at least we could follow his little paw prints, and at least we'll find a little bit of a safe way in.
I think this is the first time that, like, Vix is not that bright, but she does have a high perception. I think this is the first time that she's been, like, really paying attention to the bird situation. Kind of like looks at the crow, then looks at Philly and Crash.
I lean close to Bix. It's a different bird. You're not. You're not crazy. It's a different bird. The bird didn't miraculously change colors for a while there. Every time I saw her get on the bus, I just thought it was a shape-shifting bird. And let me tell you, I look at birds a little differently now. But it's not a shape-shifting bird. It's a different fucking bird.
Okay.
Yeah. We silent agreement not to break that little mold and those nuts and bolts in her.
Why?
That's a good question. So, you know, you can talk to living things. You can talk to dead things. You can talk to inanimate things. But no matter how much you tell cement to stop holding up a building, the only thing that'll make it stop is something else. Erosion, a hammer, never just stops doing what it's meant to do. Mrs. Trimbley, a bunch of nukes killed things. A lot of kids, a lot of people. Mrs. Trimbley takes care of people. And when a lot of them died, Mrs. Trimbley needed some to take care of. And the avian population has flourished in New York ever since. So who am I to stop Mrs. Trimbley from being cement?
Bix slowly does like one nod, but as far as you can tell, looks a little unconvinced. But doesn't speak any further on it for the moment.
The entire time you all have been having this conversation, Philly has been steadily getting increasingly animated with raising her hand and trying to get people to look at her in her direction until finally she's like,
Philly, dear.
Yes. Guess what?
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 I know the Knights of Mahat. I can get us in. I'm so useful. I have a connection. We won't have to sneak. Oh. I'm going to do it. If you don't mind. Oh, I'm ready. This is the moment, you guys. This is it. She stands there. Her hands are on her hips. The little flounce of the skirt on her vault suit is like flowing in the breeze. Her ponytail is going. She's like, puffed out chest. If you let me, of course, if I can do the honors.
Oh, well, good for you, dear.
Yes.
Oh, you go on up. You use your confidence.
Thank you. Excuse me. I'll lead the way. I don't really know where I'm going. But when we get there, I will, what do they call it? Be a face? Right?
You're right.
You have a face.
I do have a face. That's why, you know, I mean, we all have faces, but
lovely
right
face.
Now, my face will be our face. Or whatever you call it.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, hot dog.
Go on now, dear. Scoot.
All right.
Confidence. Head out.
Confidence. Line. Yes. I'm just going to, this way, right?
Sure.
All right. Philly starts to like do a little march really excitedly. Every couple of steps, she turns around to make sure everybody's following. And if they're not, she slows down and waits for everyone to keep going.
Oh, yeah, we're right on there.
And then walk some more.
You get to the gate. The gate with people getting a little louder. And the two kings. The kings look down at you.
Hello. We would like to be permitted inside, please.
He looks you over, turns. Another vault dweller? You got separated?
Actually, I'm on an epic adventure.
We have lots of people that want those. And then gestures for you to go inside.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
And also you, Mom.
Oh, can I ask your name? I'd like to make sure that the kings know that they have the very best people on their front lines. My pa'll be so excited.
Gwaine.
Gwaine! Lovely name. She takes out her little map. draws the building and then has like a little arrow, Gwaine, and then puts a little smiley face.
Good day. I'm Philly, by the way, Philly Walcott.
Philly Walcott, nice to meet you.
Philly turns around and grins at everyone. You see her mouth is like wider than ever. There's a little tear at the corner of her mouth from grinning so hard. And one of her teeth looks extra sparkly. It's one that you, like, kind of towards the back that maybe you haven't seen before. And it's clearly made of some kind of metal, like someone has made, like, an implant to put there. And she opens the door for everyone.
After you! Oh, well, look at you. Aren't you just so influential?
We could have snuck in, but you know what's better than sneaking in? Making a friend.
To friendship.
Yes! Oh, it's so good to hear you say that, Mr. Pants Cooper.
You know, you guys are starting to rub off on me.
I can tell. I love it so much. You're rubbing off on me too, you know.
In what way, Philly?
In the best way.
I don't think anyone should be too much like me.
Maybe not too much, but you've made me a little less, green. And I suspect you will keep improving my lack of greenness as we go.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Don't apologize. It's wonderful. I really admire you, sir. You have so much experience and so much know-how, and you're just so worldly, and I don't know, I've never met anyone quite like you. I'm very honored to count you among one of my friends.
Yeah, we're friends. But I am going to tell you, Philly, this road towards the browning of leaves, not so green. I'd give it all up to be green again.
Well, maybe my green will rub off on you too when this is all over, and you can start again.
I like the sound of that, Philly.
Today is a good day.
Let's go make some friends.
Yeah.
As you all walk in, you hear Gwaine turn to the other knight. See, that's why you don't be a dick. If you're nice to people, people are nice back.
Philomena getting the deepest levels of vindication ever seen, ever. Just such vindication. Wow.
The rest of you just hear under her breath, good day.
You walk inside. You walk past the barricade. You see the tourney that the king set up originally is still here, but has been made into a little more livable area. The stalls have been repurposed to sleeping quarters. There's some places to go for medical. Supplies are being handed out for food. All of the lights, although dim, are on, which you all know is thanks to your efforts. You see groups of people who aren't wearing king's garbs, but they are being spoken to by kingsmen. Philly, you see, all of you see, collectively, people in vault uniforms. Philly, your vault uniforms. One group being spoken to by a large supermutant. This big, hulking, green humanoid person. And another group is getting spoken to by someone in, when I say full knight's regalia, I mean it like they look classical from a picture book knight. Philly, can you describe a family member for me?
Oh, yeah. My dad, actually. My pa. Dr. Walcott. Older, black masculine person. Uses they-he pronouns. A little bit of a pate on top of the head, like a little bit of a receding hairline. Kinky, curly,
grayish-looking hair, handsome face. About a quarter of it is missing. Like, you can see the open side of his jaw and all of their teeth. Full lips. A slightly more curvaceous figure than you might expect, but still masculine. Clearly, top surgery has been had. Very stern voice. With, like, a the vault suit on, and then, like, an accompanying, like, lab coat.
Philly, you spot your father in the crowd, speaking to this very well-kitted knight. As he's speaking, he turns to the crowd and then spots you.
Philomena, I can't believe it! And runs over.
Pa!
Picks you up in a big hug.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Oh, what a sight for sore eyes.
Well, what are you doing here? Are you also here to join the quest?
Well, yes, I am now. You know, I like to go on my walks and my kind of, you know, ambleabouts. This one turned into a bit more than expected, but I'm learning a lot.
Fantastic. Look at you. You've grown so much since last I saw you.
How are you?
Good. Busy. Good. Lancelot gestures to the knight in full regalia. Lancelot came by a few days ago saying that Brook Lane was attacked, and I wanted to make sure that you were safe and okay. The group of raiders are apparently very strong. They're all getting people to go track them down. Apparently the leader of Brook Lane wants them. Your friends! Introduce me to them.
Yes! Of course! Okay, so this beautiful, shining, domestic creature is Mrs. Trimbley, and that is her ward, Robin, a delightful young bird, very, very lovely, just excellent people here. And then this wonderful and strong and proud warrior is Bix, and she's a part of a church that I don't really know anything about, but she hasn't tried to push her beliefs on me, and that is better than what Ma says, you know, about those kinds of people. And then this is Mr. Well, it's not proper to use first names for people that you respect, but his name is Crash, Mr. Crash the Pants Cooper, and Crash is Mr. Pants Cooper is the driver of the bus that I take. He's really cool, Dad. But he is also recently bereaved. He had a ghoul friend that, unfortunately, you know those picture books that you showed me about what happens when you don't keep up with your therapies and your processes? That happened. He kind of, it was real scary. I'm glad that hasn't happened to anyone we know, but now that I've seen it, I'll never miss my doses.
Good. At least a lesson came out of
yes.
it. Mr. Cooper, I'm very sorry for your loss. Dr. Walcott, it's nice to meet everyone.
Oh, hello.
This is my pa.
Robin, say hello. Say hello. Very good. He's shy.
Oh my god. I have also completely forgotten. There is a full-ass dog behind you as well.
Yeah. There's a dog.
I think Philly, like, looks and does a double take and is like, oh my goodness. Help.
Woof.
I am terrible, dog. I'm so sorry. I was so overwhelmed by seeing my paw. Would you come forward, please?
Walks forward, dejectedly.
Paw, this is quite arguably the best member of our team, and I was remiss in not introducing him first. This is Dog, a wonderful friend of the party, and, I mean, look at him. Is he not a specimen?
Woof, woof, woof. The little dance does a little twirl. Oh, I didn't realize dogs sounded like that up here. Fascinating. Good.
Don't they?
I mean, apparently they do. I've only seen the one.
Oh, well, I mean, it seems normal to me.
What brings you all here?
To learn about the quest. Big quest guy.
Well, there's two, actually. Two going on.
One about the power?
that is... No, not necessarily. There's people looking for some power sources, but this works for now. So that's definitely put on the back burner. Two, though, we have the Green Knight... Points toward the super mutant. The Green Knight is looking and taking people into the subway tunnels. Apparently they've been trying to do this quest for a long time, but they're trying to hunt and kill the questing beast. And then Lancelot is trying to take people to go and take care of those raiders that attacked the other
day. The questing beast?
Yes.
Papa, we saw the questing beast. Oh my goodness, you should have seen. Everybody jumped into action. It was so amazing, but it was also extremely gross and very scary.
You saw the questing beast?
Ignorant fellow.
Bix just, like, points down to her leg.
Yeah, just for a refresher, the human side started growing back, right?
The human side started growing back, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we met him. And we met them, I guess you should say. There were two things?
The many heads.
Yeah, I blew one of them off and it started coming back. It was a little frustrating.
You did, and you lived to tell the tale. You lived to tell the tale. My daughter lives to tell the tale of fighting the questing beast.
She was a star out there. I told you, Pa. We wouldn't have lived if it wasn't for her.
Oh, you're so brave. We knew bringing you out here would be good. Oh, fantastic. Come with me. We'll go tell them.
We do, though. I don't think we want to go on the questing beast quest because we kind of already did. But can I ask a favor?
Yes, anything, of course.
There is a just tremendously reliable and noble and, I don't know, just inspiring bus out there. Her name is Betsy. And if you all come across her, could you rescue her, please, and deliver her back to Mr. Pants Cooper? Because, you know, that's his number one gal. And I think that he deserves to know that she's okay.
Absolutely. I can do that. Of course. I'll go tell them now. I'll add it to part of the quest. Of course.
Thank you. Okay.
If you find the questing beast, you just ask him what chapter he's on.
Okay. I'll add it to the list. I'll add it to the list of things that we're doing. Okay. When the people go and they try to kill the questing beast, they're looking also for a bus to fix up and then bring back here, and also ask the questing beast before we slay it what chapter it's on.
You might not need to slay it. He's learned a lot, I'm sure. Reading really turns you around.
If you turn him sideways to the human side, I think if you can pin him down, and he's got a sort of brain situation. If you keep the brain in the human side, I think it'll be fine. I think
we've heard a lot about the monstrosity. This comes all the way from Merlin. They've been hunting this beast for almost years now.
Interesting. The human experiment has been around for years? You're good. You're good. Just some gears turning in the old noggin. I'm sure you understand what that's like, Doc. Just connected dots I didn't know were dots until right now.
Philly, it's an honor to see you. Please don't leave without saying goodbye.
Never, Pa.
And then Doctor turns and goes toward the Green Knight, pushes past some people, and then the Green Knight, this big super mutant, bends down quite far to Dr. Walcott's height. And Dr. Walcott comments. And then the Green Knight looks at the four of you.
Philly waves excitedly. Hi!
Anyone who has like a light ability to read lips sees Dr. Walcott go, and that's my daughter. And the Green Knight nods. The two of them start interviewing people and talking people through what is going to, what their plan is. And anyone who agrees goes into a building and then starts getting suited up, as it were. What do the four of you do?
From my understanding, I could be wrong. We're getting in here because it's a faster way towards the hospital, correct? Is that the vibe?
Or are we, like, in the hospital?
I thought we were going to be going to the hospital first. But since we're here, we can find out why the fuck they're closing down Brook Lane. The lanes in Brook Lane, since we're already here. I think that would be my goal, is to kind of use this Philly vault dweller connection to go take a proper gander at the person running this little barricade, running this little shit show.
It sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Well, the person who's in charge is Lancelot, who's in the second line, talking and walking through people. Sees you talking to Dr. Walcott, who was helping Lancelot first and then left to go help the Green Knight. So is, like, keeping an eye on you as he's interviewing people to also go off and, in a bit more of an open space, less in a building, but putting on basic leathers and getting, like, 10 millimeters, things like that. Weapons.
Okay. I'm not scared of this man. I'm gonna walk up to him. Do I have any recognition, or do I recognize any of them so far?
Oh, I don't know. Lancelot is pretty high up in the kings, but is a human. So hasn't...
Okay.
Is more of a new hire. It's... You see as you walk up to him, he has a lot of pock marks on his face, like he's been hit by a lot of radiation, but hasn't... It hasn't taken in the same way that it's taken to a lot of other people. You know that there's a lot of irradiated people in the Kings. Most high-ups are ghouls and super mutants just because of their affinity to radiation. However, it seems that Lancelot has been able to get up here, but the radiation just doesn't hit in the same way. Fantastic. So go over there, get you suited, and then you'll be part of the next wave.
Hey, Mr. Knight, man. How you doing?
Lancelot, please.
Oh.
Well, hold on 1 second to the person behind you. I am well. Are you here to get the raiders?
So you're running that quest.
You
know, I've already danced with the raiders and they weren't great partners. I'm more so out of question as to what you guys are doing in Brook Lane, shutting down the roads. Not in an accusatory way, more so just wondering, you know, I call Brook Lane my home. I drive the bus. I don't know if you've heard.
I've seen it.
I bet you have. She's hard to miss. Just, it's kind of blocking my route. Just kind of checking in, seeing if you guys are going to be hunkering down permanently.
I am sorry about taking part of Brook Lane. The doors are shut for our own safety, more than anything.
Mm.
We came here to set up a tourney to do that, and then points toward the Green Knight's quest with the Deathclaw, to find people to do that. We had a peace with Brook Lane, but then you saw what happened. You said you danced with the raiders themselves. We can't leave if there is threat of violence.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay here until that situation's sorted, which we're getting it sorted.
Okay.
And then when that's done, we'll be well on our way.
Yeah, not saying the Brook Lane's closed to anybody in particular. Just thought you guys have a lot of room over there in Mahat.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of room for people who are willing to join.
Mm.
We don't hold any care if people want to live out here.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason we're not over there is because it's... The roads just aren't safe.
Understood. Well, if I see the raiders again, I'll make sure to, you know, they're causing trouble for me, too. What's the reward for clearing out these fellas, if you are posing one?
Everyone who joins up after the raiders have gone are going to get 50 caps each. The quicker it's done, the more caps you're going to get, since the prize splits. But these raiders are pretty hemmed in. They know these streets better than us.
All right. Well, I don't typically, not much of a follower myself, so I think me and the gang behind me will approach the raiders in our own way. But I don't really need a reward.
Very well.
We'll see if we can clear up the roads for you.
That would be appreciated.
It's nice to meet you, Lancelot.
Nice to meet you.
Crash.
Nice to meet you too, Crash.
I turn around, don't really give anything else for him, start walking away, I lean over to Philly, and that's not going to be a friend. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I have learned from you that not everyone can be a friend, but if everyone were going to be a friend, wouldn't that make friendship less special?
I agree, and I don't typically like to make friends with people who have a stick up their ass, worse than Excalibur. And I don't plan on being the king to take that one out.
That's true. It's a waste of time. And we have shit to do.
Shit? Did you just... Ooh. So close to your dad?
Oh, please don't say anything. Let's not make a big deal out of it. It's fine.
Hey, Doc.
Everything's okay.
Hey, Doc.
No.
It was nice to meet you.
She scampers behind Bix.
Yeah, I think we took a nice little detour, but my trigger finger's a little itchy. I got a lady who's told me too much to... she's just been telling me what to do for too long. Been doing some things don't like. So what do you say we get on the road?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't forget to say bye to your dad.
Philly kind of looks through the crowd to see if she can see where he is.
He's also in kind of the same way. When you know someone else in the crowd, and even though both of you are doing different things, you both are consistently keeping an eye out for one another. As you scan the crowd, he scans back and sees you.
She holds up a finger to everyone. And then kind of darts through the crowd. And the second she gets up to him, she gives him like a big... She gives him a leap and like a peck on the cheek. And then kind of grins and nods, waves, and then runs back to her friends. Okay! Ready.
As... Just before you whiz off, Dr. Walcott, they grab your hand. I'm so proud of you, Philip. You've done so much. I'm so excited to see what you do next. I will meet you back at the vault.
Yeah, Pa. I will be there in probably one piece.
If you ever get in trouble, you find the kings.
I will. And please, don't forget Betsy, okay? Mr. the Cooper Pants has been very kind to me, and I just... It feels like he doesn't know what it's like to have good things, you know?
It seems like most people up here don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll help.
Okay. Say hi to Ma for me, all right?
Of course. Go on. Go on your adventures with your friends.
Yes!
She speeds back.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go, see for yourself, 3 floors up, gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amoretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on Queer PG.
Okay, I'm fine. We're all clear.
Before we get going, I have just like a, this could be just, I could be totally wrong. Is Lancelot part of the Children of Adam or only Kings of Mahat?
Lancelot is part of the Kings, just part okay. of the Kings. You could probably just convince him. Kings. Probably doesn't take that much.
I mean, we look so similar.
The children's end goal is to get all of the kings too. You would have like royal rule and the religious like at the same time. They go
100%.
Yeah.
I'll put that in my back pocket. But we gotta go. We gotta go see a lady about a being shot in the head. So
leaving the king's temporary settlement, quote unquote, you all see the hospital down this road. It's about as busy as it is any day. Hospital is also an interesting thing to call this because it was a hospital. It is now one of the main place that people go to get fixed up here. But it's also many other things. It's a watchtower. It's where a lot of community-based meetings are held. You see people going in and out. Some are injured from the quests that are going on. What would you like to do?
All right. I'm going to take a page out of your book, Trimbly.
Oh?
If it were any other day, probably just walk in there and kill her without much of a question, but there are probably going to be a lot of opposition in the hospital.
I agree.
So I say we go talk, try to find out what the fuck she's doing. Between the ghouls getting weird, the questing beast, all these human experiments we keep happening into. You know, I already hated her. Always telling me what to do. Even if it's stuff I wanted to do. You know what I mean? It's like the dishes. Wait, you guys probably haven't done dishes. You've done dishes, Philly. Right? You have dishes in the vault.
Of course.
You know dishes, Trimbly.
Oh, when young Mr. Robin wants to do his chores, and I say, you gotta do them, and then he was like, well, I was just about to. Oh, it's just
typical
a...
Typical kids.
Oh, then we're in a back and forth, I'll tell you what.
Let me tell you, I understand. Trying to get the kids to do the dishes was always... Yeah. I'm mostly just getting myself all ready to, You know, I'm not going to say I don't want to kill her. I'm not going to say it's not for the best, but she made sure the people of Brook Lane wouldn't go hungry. Somebody's got to make sure everyone gets fed. Is it fortunate that she didn't just stay a good leader? Start stalking off towards the hospital.
And Bix follows.
Philly kind of pauses for a second and looks after Crash thoughtfully and jots a couple of notes down on the outside of the map. That was more information than she's ever been offered,
about this person that she calls a friend.
And she doesn't want to push the issue now, but knows that when the time is right, she wants to circle back.
You make way to the hospital. It is busy. There are bodies coming in, people wearing king's robes, people coming in casual settler gear. Crash, do you think you've been here before?
I absolutely have, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people have gotten off the bus and walked in this little place, so.
You see the elevator that goes right to Morgana's office. There's a guard in front holding a plasma rifle.
Hey. Do I recognize him?
Yeah.
I have a feeling I've... Yeah.
Crash! We didn't think you made it.
Yeah, long time no see. Hit some trouble with the raiders over yonder. Did some spelunking down in the sewers.
Yeah. We saw... Some people saw the bus go down. We just assumed that the beast got you.
Oh. So what you got that for? I looked down at the rifle.
Just in case the kings want to come in. There's a lot of people walking around here that we don't particularly like. What if the raiders came back?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, did Morgana catch wind that my bus went down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did she have any inclination to send someone down to help?
I mean, to get the questing beast, she is all guns blazing on getting these raiders back. There's bounty, there's money. Is this guy points to someone getting brought in on a stretcher, their arm half blown off with a gunshot. People are after him.
Yeah.
We were attacked, Crash.
Oh, I know.
We can't just get a bunch of people to go grab you.
No. I understand. I'm not asking anybody to get stretched too thin. Just reminding myself where Morgana's priorities lie, that's all.
With the settlement. The good of the whole.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here, though.
No. Me too. I'm glad I'm still kicking. Questing Beast is a nasty motherfucker, though. Two heads... Big claws.
You saw it?
Yeah, more than saw it. Blew one of its heads off, but just started coming back. First time I've seen that.
Yeah, Crash, you and your stories, bud. Yeah, obviously.
Stories? I point at Bix's leg.
I point down at my leg.
It ain't a story, fella. It's been a long couple of days. You've seen Morgana around?
Yeah, she's upstairs. Do you want in?
Yeah, she had me run a little foot race over to the power plant. Wanted to let her know that, obviously, as you can tell, the mission was successful.
As he goes and swipes a key card and presses the button for the elevator. Yeah, no, we did hear about that. I think everyone got a bit of an earful. Siphoning power to both the kings and to Brookline? That's.
Oh, no, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you don't, Crash. We all heard about it. Oh. It's all we've been hearing. You know how many times the lights go off in this place? It's better.
Yeah.
It's good. But damn.
Huh. We'll see.
Well, you have fun up there. He lets you in. And then, pushes the button on the inside of the elevator.
Thanks, boss. Good to see ya.
Good to see you, Crash.
As the door's closing. Yeah, I'm probably on her shit list, so. What do you say? Shit goes sideways. You guys hop on out.
Why?
Oh, well, that's just silly.
Same. Yeah, but this isn't really your fight now, is it? I mean, ultimately, sure, Morgana's doing some human experiments. That's not good. That's a big faux pas.
but no point in you guys dying just to settle a bit of a grudge.
I don't die, so it's fine.
And well, we haven't even talked to her yet.
You're right. Always been a good listener, that one. I think I broke a little bit back there watching. Once your dad mentioned the whole... Just connected some dots, that's all. Realizing that a lot of the things that have been going wrong in Brook Lane aren't the cause of raiders or other people or the knights or the kings or nobody. Realizing the whole thing's a little poisoned. Just don't want you guys to die over it, that's all. Because ultimately, everyone's fed, the hospital's still running. And you guys would be signing up for however long of us running this damn thing, because I know for a fact there's going to be a big old power vacuum when the beast gets slain. Just don't want you guys signing up for something that might kill you. I just met your dad. I don't have to give him any bad news, Philly.
Is there a stop button in this elevator?
That would be an emergency stop, yeah.
Philly takes a really deep breath and lets it out in a long sigh. Their eyes are kind of darting around and you see their hands look like they don't know what to do with them. And she sees the button and presses it. I don't like this kind of talk. Bix said, why? Why couldn't we stay with you? Why would you want us to leave? And you're making pretty good sense. I'm sure meeting my dad didn't help. But also, we're your friends. We're here so that you don't have to do this alone. I heard what you said out there. She is more than just someone that you don't like. She's more than just some person you want to put a bullet between her eyes. She let you down, didn't she?
Yeah, she let a lot of people down.
Sure, but she let you down.
You know why I started driving the bus, Philly? After going all the way across the wasteland, I kept having to lead. Kept having to watch a lot of people who were looking to me die. Kids who had never held a gun before. When I got here and I saw how well Morgana was running things, everyone fed, everyone's shoes polished, was able to do something I wanted to do for once. Even when she sent me on the shitty little goose chases that she sends me on, I still did it for the greater of the whole. She let me down because she's doing what I never could. She's fucking it up. I said run away, not because I'm trying to be some jackass martyr. I was just talking about how Lancelot needs a stick out of his ass. I'm not here to go down a blaze of glory. I knew I'd die in a hole somewhere someday in the dark. I'm not looking for my one last hurrah. I don't plan on dying tonight, guys. I just don't plan on you guys dying either. And I hit the emergency stop button.
Philly lets out the rest of her breath in like a big and looks at Bix. You aren't the type to leave people behind. I can see it in your eyes. You know what you're good for. And you're not going to let anyone down. I'm not going to let anyone down. Mrs. Trimbley sure as heck isn't going to let anybody down. And that includes you. If we have to go, we all have to go. And you're right. She did do something that you couldn't do. She fucked it up.
Let's fucking kill her.
Well, all right.
Sorry, guys. That got me a little emotional. Look at you. I'm so... I kind of... I crack a
not so common smile on Crash's face. Let's go fucking kill her.
So we're gonna teach her a lesson.
What about that talking, Mrs. Trembley?
With our words, and she's going to hear us.
We'll try the words, don't you worry. Don't you worry. Everyone's gonna be happy.
Everyone deserves to be happy.
Yeah, and some people have been happy long enough.
Yeah. And the fucking Kill Bill music starts playing.
The elevator. A pretty large penthouse office suite you open up into. Two people stood near the elevator. Both laser rifles turn to you.
Oh, hey! Crash, come on in. I didn't think you lived.
Neither did I. I thought I died and I'm in hell. Are you not Tweedledee and Tweedledum? Standing at the gates letting me in? I'm just fucking with you. It's good to see you.
You always got that charm, Crash.
Ooh, you know I can't shake it no matter how many showers I take.
You hear a door. In through walks Morgana. An ill-fitting suit, but it's hard to find a fitting one nowadays. Hair up. Looks at you. Eyes go wide. Crash! Walks over to you.
So thankful you're alive. I didn't think you made it.
Yeah, I danced a bit with the questing beast. Met some of the ladies of the lake. And came on back to you soaking wet.
You saw?
Yeah. Yeah, it was about yay tall. Two heads, one of them being a death claw and the other being some poor motherfucker who looked like he spent a long time on a table. Blew the human side off and started growing back. It's pretty resilient creation. Looked very well done.
She smiles at you saying that the questing beast, the human side of the questing beast is still alive. Her head cocks and there's the smile goes from genuine relief to cocky and interested.
Francis, I have a hard time saying that. You know, I've known you for a long time, I'd say so. I keep seeing a lot of writings on the wall, naming you some a little more devious than Francis. Living up to that Morgana name. I'm gonna come clean with you. You danced with the questing beast before? Never seen that fella?
I knew Arthur. We traveled together. He saved me. He saved me all the way back in Reno.
Yeah. So, Arthur's not too Arthur anymore. What happened to him?
Looks toward the two guards. Does like an exasperated expression toward them, and they both, like they've heard this spiel, they've heard this confrontation before. You get maybe an impression from them that they were in the confrontation. Gives an exasperated look. Come sit. Let's talk about this.
Do you feel like sitting, Bix?
I understand. I do. I want Crash and Crash's friends. I want you to know I do get it. I really, really do. It looks...
What do you get?
It looks bad.
No, here's the thing is I didn't say anything about you having a hand in it. I didn't say you...
You're coming up in the elevator and you start talking about it and you think I don't know what that means?
Come on, I don't...
I don't know what you get up to in your free time. I don't know. You never know what's happening in someone's home.
You're a smart man, Crash. Subtlety is not your strong suit. I know what you're accusing me of. And you know what? You want me to say it? Yes. I have done things that I'm not particularly proud of, but at the time, that was the best I could do.
What? Was Arthur gonna die? Is that...
Yeah.
You saved him?
Yes. Arthur was gonna die. I spent my life working to perfect people, have people live the best lives that they could. And then, gestures to her ghoulified form, I wasn't welcome one day. I needed purpose. I needed some way to help others, and I got it. Arthur found me. Wandering around Reno. We journeyed here. People get sick. We, gestures to herself, you, Crash, and also gestures over to Philly. We can go feral. We can lose it one day. I am finding ways to stop that. People can live. Arthur, that was desperation. I admit it. Deathclaws are the most powerful thing that we have. They regenerate fast. They are smart. Have you ever met a smart Deathclaw? I have. It's weird. Arthur just needed time to regrow, to become better, but by the time... had already left.
So sorry. It's just that you seem to be trying to convince young Mr. Cooper, trying to sell an idea, and I appreciate the craftsmanship of that. But if I've learned anything in my years of parenting, I know one thing. It is that the truth will set you free. I think that instead of all this posturing, you should just come clean a bit. Why don't you just tell us all exactly what's happening? We're adults. We can handle it. Can I make a little bit of a speech check here?
Yeah. Love if you did.
Okay. One success. No complications.
I look after a lot of people. And it's hard because there are things when people die that we... People die, people get angry. People get angry, they start turning into someone else. You know this, I know this. I'm just stopping that happening. I've figured it out. There's ways to put the body into a stasis so it doesn't die. Just keeps going. And some people, a lot of them, have lived. It's successful. These things, they come with people not understanding them. Change is not something that people like. And
so when you do these experiments on the ghouls, are they already feral?
Or about to turn.
And how much did you do to keep him from turning? Give him more medicine, like we know works?
Temporarily. It's not a perfect solution.
So, if it's so good, why are the mascots mad at you?
Early renditions. And some things are just seeing if it would work. And it does, points to Rango the dog. Sometimes you need to get your hands dirty to make something better. People keep... Leadership requires ambition and knowledge that you do know better. You know this, Crash. We have a time limit. People say ghouls are immortal. Selfish ghouls are immortal. Ones who steal and take. The more medicine we use, the less there is in the world. It is finite.
Who says? Who says it's finite? What if instead of all of that time you spent experimenting on people like Arthur, you spent that time trying to figure out how to compound it yourself? Why not? Why not do the thing we know works? Because you know what I do when someone's about to die, Francis. I don't put them under a knife to do an experiment on them. When a ghoul's about to go feral and I don't have any meds on hand, I don't see them as a subject. I hold their hand. I mourn them when they die. Because we're all going to. You and I? You and I have lived long enough. Us ghouls, we've lived long enough. And every single baby that's born that isn't like us means it's still going. I don't want to be here forever. I don't want to figure out how to cure going feral. If that's how I'm gonna go out, that's how I'm gonna go out. I don't want us to suffer, but that's what the meds are for.
Then, Crash, if you don't want to live, don't. Do it yourself. I do.
No.
I do. People do.
How many people have died so you can live? Francis, you're saying selfish ghouls who use the
less
meds.
Than you.
Stockpile.
You have killed more than me. I've saved infinitely more than you. And I will continue to. We don't have to see eye to eye, Crash. But you have to understand that this is for the good of everyone.
And what if you don't find out the answer? What if the answer at this end of the road is that we can't stop it. What do you do then? Because we can work in hypotheticals all day. That you want to live, that you want to find the world where the ghouls can stay sane.
It's not just ghouls, Crash. Arthur wasn't a ghoul. Arthur was just dying. We fixed that. This dog had rot. We fixed that. We can have it so people can just live. It's impossible to live in this world. I spent most of it protected. I had heard stories of it being awful. I didn't realize how bad it was.
I don't understand. You know that medicine works. You have all of this experimentation time and power and resources and folks with brains. And instead
it's temporary. Medicine is temporary. Medicine doesn't counteract old age. There's no cure for that.
Well, and there never has been. Everybody dies.
No, that's not how it should be. People should be allowed to live.
But you have all the ways.
You wouldn't understand.
I understand
you are
more than
immortal.
You
if,
do.
As long
seems.
As your engines are running, you are fine. You lot should understand.
Bix punches Francis.
Yeah.
Good.
This is going on too fucking long. I want her dead.
All right. It's just you said something mean about someone. That's my Mrs. Trembley.
You crack her straight in the face. You hear guns ready behind.
Yeah, no, I was going to say the second I see Bix's hand raised for the punch, I pull up my rifle and train it on one of the guards. Here's my thinking. The second that Francis said that shit about Mrs. Trembley, I wanted to punch her. And so I was ready to punch her. I noticed Bix took a step forward. I like to imagine that I've got a rifle and pistol situation, one pointing at Francis and the other one at the guard. I'm not shooting yet.
Yeah.
Let's see the fallout of the punch first. Get it? Fallout?
Hey!
I would like for Miss Trembley, as soon as anyone takes aim at Crash, to take the aim action at one of them. And I have awareness, so
I can see 360.
Can spot their weaknesses.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. You also have a flamethrower, which is a good deterrent.
Yeah.
Everyone's pointed at each other. Everyone's aimed pretty perfect. Morgana's on the floor.
You don't talk about our people.
I second that, Bixie. Francis, I've let you talk. I've learned in the last few days the value of our words. And I have a few for you. When those bombs dropped, I watched the faces of my kids and my wife melt off. As I took every single goddamn step through the dirt, through the sand, through the mud, through the shit, I have watched ghoul after ghoul, human after human, dog after dog get their faces melted the fuck off. You don't think I wish I could have made them live? You don't think I wish I could have healed them? You don't think I wish that I spent all my time when I was a human learning how to be a fucking doctor rather than an electrician? Of course I did. But like I said, when someone's about to die, when a ghoul's about to go feral, I hold their hand. Because everyone dies. I watched Garther go. I tried to give him meds. What you did to him made it so he couldn't stay sane. So I don't care how many people you kept alive. I don't care if I've killed more than you. Because I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm gonna keep killing. Because I'm gonna make sure that the people I care about keep living. And these two chuckle fucks with their guns pointed at me aren't gonna be faster than my left hand.
I just give the flamethrower just a little like to punctuate Crash.
Now, Francis, I hate to say it. Your toll's too high. Because when I kill people, it's fast. I'm going to ask, do you want someone to hold your hand while I do this?
Then what? You're going to walk out?
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. You won't be alive to judge me. Here's something else I learned. This time with these very silly, somewhat green, and terribly kind people, and Mrs. Trembley.
Ooh.
As I have spent all this time through the wasteland trying to be a leader. And the one thing I learned is the people who try to lead are the ones who become you. I don't want to lead this. I don't want to deal with the ladies of the lake trying to drown half the population in New York. I don't want to deal with the kings swinging their sword around talking about quests. I want to smoke a cigarette. I want to have dinner with my friends and my family. That's all. And if I can't enjoy that, then what's the point? If I know that there are people like you out there doing experiments on the people I care about, I can't live. So I'm gonna melt your face off. And while you're in hell, they're gonna replay me being a much better leader than you over and over and over and over and over again. And you still won't suffer as much as the people you've made suffer. And I'm gonna look at the guards. So I'm gonna ask you both. Do you think you're faster than my left hand, or are you going to put those guns down?
One of them looks at Francis. and then does lower. The other one takes a look at their guard by their side. This is going to start a war. No one's coming out of this.
Do you want to be alive to fight it? I'll need everyone I can get. You know more about running Brook Lane, sitting here soaking up the bullshit she says, than anybody else I could find out there. I'm not going to sit here and act like promising you a lofty position is in the works or that I can give you something. I can't. I can't be Morgana. I can't be Francis. I'm Crash. What I'll tell you... What I'll tell you is, you've sat and watched. She hacked apart people that you cared about. And if not people you cared about, ones who are a lot like the ones you care about. And you... You did nothing. Not a damn thing. Part of me wants to kill you too. But that would defeat the whole purpose of me killing this son of a bitch on the floor.
No, she helped. I'm not dying to some fucking preacher, and then he's gonna train the gun on you again.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes, Mrs. Trimbley.
There's no reason to make her suffer.
And Mrs. Trimbley is gonna turn the flamethrower on and flamethrower at the first person that has a gun on
Mr. Cooper. He fires the gun as the flames hit him, but it goes off. It misses everyone as he is charred alive. Goes down screaming. The guy next to him is full hands up now. Gun is on the floor. Hey, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good.
Damn.
Yeah, we should. I can do it if you don't. Crash.
That was a bit preachy, wasn't it? I was kind of preaching there.
No!
Yeah, I was.
It was so inspirational!
I was talking a bit too much. Never been much of a talker.
Excuse me!
And I shoot Francis.
No, no, please.
Thank you.
You were saying, can we kill this fucking lady?
We gotta kill this lady.
I was sitting here like, I don't want to feel like just like a fucker who goes around killing the, like, I, you know. But
she's
God,
evil.
She needs,
she's
evil.
She's a fucking, this is an evil.
Yeah,
she's
evil.
Yeah.
She was making justification.
I'm pretty evil myself.
Evil woman. It's okay. But listen, when you ask the church butch if you were being preachy,
yeah, no, I know.
She doesn't see that as a bad thing.
Philly stands next to you and like looks into your face as you shoot her. There's a mix of like awe and terror and curiosity on her face.
How do you feel?
Fucking terrible. Like shit.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like shit.
But she's gone?
Yeah, she's gone. But me killing her doesn't bring back all the people she's turned into human shish kebabs.
No, but it saves all the future shish kebabs.
Yeah, I'll never meet them.
I mean...
The point of killing someone who needs to get...
Four of us are in the room right now.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Who knows? Maybe they would have tested on... This fucker. What's your name again?
Samson?
Yeah, maybe she would have done it to Samson. Maybe she would have done it to me. Maybe she would have done it to the entire vault you come from. We'll never know. It doesn't feel good killing people.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know that's a good thing. I'm just saying, it's not meant to feel good.
It doesn't feel good.
It's not meant to.
Philly throws a look over to Bix, like, dude.
Oh, God. Bix is staring at the floor.
Just because I know how to kill somebody doesn't mean I like doing it. You know what I like doing?
driving my bus.
Oh, you're real good at that.
Exactly. But not everything you do you're meant to like. This needed to get done. It was a job. It was a chore.
I'm good at chores.
Damn it, Philly.
Well, and we're all very good at our chores, and now that this particular chore is done, we should. And she looks over at Samson. A safe exit, young man.
The elevator that he stood next to, as you're all talking, the doors and start going down. He points to the stairway, which is just past Morgana's desk. I mean, I would recommend taking the stairs.
Mr. Pants Cooper, do you intend on replacing Morgana? Or would you like maybe to, I don't know, fudge the details a little?
I haven't lied to you yet, have I, Philly?
No.
I don't think. Yeah. It's not really my cup of tea.
Okay. I was going to say, I mean...
How do you guys feel? How do you... I don't think... I'm not big into monarchies. You guys have been around Brook Lane. What do you say you hop on? You guys want to help me get this ship back in the water?
Very much so.
Oh, well, absolutely. There's a lot to get done. There's almost no childcare services here. And the parks are just a mess. And no one seems to care about that at all.
I don't know if the children would like that.
What do you like?
That doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
Yeah, I'm on Philly's side for this one.
They're my people. They...
If they're your people, they should want what you want. What'll make you happy, right?
I'll think about it.
Mrs. Trimbley goes over to Samson and gives him a little sucking candy.
Very good. Very good. We should walk and talk. Walk and talk.
As you all open the door to go down the stairs, a look back will show a empty room, one charred corpse next to the door, and Morgana, head half filling, coloring the floor of this major room, pointing toward her desk, and any look on the desk will see an enclave symbol.
Philly allows everybody to go forward and then kind of steps up to Samson, hand still hovering over her belt.
As you walk toward him, you can just hear him muttering things to himself, reasoning through that this is good. This is fine, actually.
I heard what you said to yourself, and you're right. This is fine. It's much better this way. To have an almost egalitarian society is how many of the vaults work. We have a council of people that guide us and move us forward, and the will of the people is carried through in a way that is very productive. You didn't have that before, but you could have that now. And, I don't know, I feel like it would be in your best interest, seeing as how, gosh, you're the only person still standing in this room after we leave. Your friend is dead, and your leader is, well, gone. You wouldn't want people to think that you were wrapped up in it in any kind of way, right? So perhaps, instead of, I don't know, lying, because Mr. Pants Cooper says that that's not the right thing to do, perhaps instead you give your own version of events. There was liberation done here today, yes? A new and exciting future for Brook Lane and all its people. And you were such a hero, emancipating them from a fucking monster. What do you think? She grins at him. I have smooth talker. I am happy to roll.
Yes!
There has never been less blood in this guy's face. He is the most horrified you could be without fully just having a heart attack. Gulps.
through the driest mouth. Yeah. This is... liberated.
Liberated. She stares at him and kind of lets the silence dangle between them. Smile never leaving her face. And then with the hand that's kind of hovering over her waist belt, claps him on the side of the shoulder.
Golly! Today is a good day!
Oh my fucking God. And that is where we're gonna end today.
Yeah, it is! Yeah, it is!
Hello, beautiful, wonderful people. Thank you so much for listening to part 4 of Fallout, The Kings of Mahat. I would like to thank Modiphius for sponsoring us with this game. If you've enjoyed this and you want your own adventure through the wasteland, give the Fallout system a test for yourself and use the code DorkSpawn5, all caps, for 5% off the Fallout RPG core book and /or starter set on the Modiphius website. The song you're listening to right now is an original song and the official Fallout Kings of Mahat song Bus to Nowhere by Behold. I would also like to thank Many Sided Media for giving us the opportunity to make this show and our beautiful cast. Candace McAfee, Nick Meyer, Dylan Napalian, and Sarah Is Coffee. If you're looking at this feed and wondering what Dorkspawn even is, it's a show where Dylan and I goof around and we play choice-heavy video games like a book club. We've covered the Dragon Age franchise, the Mass Effect trilogy, and now, thematically, playing Fallout New Vegas. You're going to listen every week on this feed. My name is Robin Ekberg, Captain Krayl on all things. I hope to see you next time, because war never changes.